Hey, welcome in Daily Editorial, talking with Jim McKinney. I'm doing this only for one member of the audience, and that is Lance. Anybody who takes enough time to write an email on the blog, not an email, but a message on our blog to say, I love your and I really missed your political commentary, especially with Jim McKinney, is going to get at least a mention on the show. Lance, thank you so very, very much. Jim is an incredible guy. Jimmy, when we were talking yesterday, we talked a little bit about the riot that happened on, if I'm not mistaken, Friday in Bellingham. I actually drove down. I don't think I made a point of saying this to the audience, but I actually drove down to Bellingham and took a chance and drove past the main branch of the public library and the and City Hall, where these people are all encamped. And there must have been, I mean, I don't know, I'm not very good at judging the size of crowds, but there were probably 500 tents there. And my friend Dick Mariotti asked me, he said they obviously were protesting against Trump. And I said, not even close. I said, you know, the fact of the matter is now these guys are totally have nothing to do with Trump anymore. Now it's everything that's going on in the country. Specifically, well, we'll talk about the specifics in a minute. But what I want to get into first, Jim, it's really important to me, and that is, you know, we talk about nationalism versus globalism, and the management of some of the most prominent, largest companies in the world were big time Biden supporters, and the reason they were big time Biden supporters is because they cannot tolerate for their particular companies to go back to nationalism. It's got to be globalism for them. Let me give you three examples. Starbucks earnings have gone up significantly. Amazon earnings will be out next week. They're predicted to be up 37%. Microsoft earnings are up hugely as of today. It's pretty damn high. Why would, and also China's numbers in terms of imports were announced yesterday. China is now the largest importer of any country in the world. How are people from Microsoft, Amazon, Starbucks, and China, why would they ever even consider supporting Donald Trump? And that includes the media. Why would the media ever consider supporting Trump? Their circulation is worldwide. Commentary, Jimmy.
There's no question that these guys, that the corporate boards and the people that want to expand their operations into globalists, they want open borders. They want free transfer of trade and goods. They do not want the walls there, and they look at the world in a much different way than you and I do. We live here. People have to work here. They can live anywhere. They can go build a bunker in some island in New Zealand, or they can, you know, they can fly off to Switzerland, and then they can come into Big Sky to ski out of their 25,000 square foot home, one that I was in last week, actually, bizarrely. You know, that's the way they look at the world, and that's good for them. It's not good for the average worker. It's not good for that person that worked on the assembly lines in Ford in Ohio 25 years ago. It's not good for the farmers that are struggling with all the regulatory environment to compete with other places that don't have the same regulations. It's not good for the energy producers as we shut down energy for environmental causes here while the rest of the, you know,
for example, the Keystone Pipeline.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you've got... So what happens? You know what? The industry moves offshore. It employs other people. It creates more environmental catastrophe and more damage because it has far less regulation than it does here. It's a delicate balance to be able to do both. And Donald Trump was doing a good job at it. And what we see right now is complete, utter chaos, in my view, with a guy that doesn't know what he's signing. And there's actual video evidence of him on Friday last week, 3 days into his administration, someone putting an executive order down in front of his face, and he says, I don't even know what this is. And somebody just says, just sign it. And that's who we have leading this nation right now. We don't have anybody leading this nation other than staffers and political operatives. They are at the behest of these very rich corporations that have tremendous expenses and lobbyists, and that's how, you know, they are influencing. They're buying influence, and they're selling out America. They're selling out the American worker.
No question whatsoever about it. Jimmy, I'd like to schedule, at your convenience, and to an extent, obviously, my convenience, I want to do an editorial like this on a daily basis right now, because our audience is very well aware of what we're talking about, and I'm hoping to build the audience so more and more people will understand exactly what's going on right now. You know, obviously work around your schedule. If this will work, that would be wonderful. Ladies and gentlemen out there, please keep those comments coming. We are probably the most politically informed people in America. All of you guys, and certainly Jimmy and myself, more so Jimmy. Jim, thanks so much, bud.
As always, Al.